Penguin Audio presents What the Gospels Meant, written and read by Gary Wills. Introduction. What is a gospel? In a book called What Jesus Meant, I drew indiscriminately from all four gospels to find the true Jesus. Some objected that the different Gospels are formed from different traditions or different layers of tradition, some more authentic than others, some truer or closer to historical reality. I argued then, and will again, that the Church was right to consider all of the Gospels as authentic, with the only kind of authenticity they sought or recognized. They are not historically true as that term would be understood today. They are not history at all, as our history is practiced. They do not draw on first-hand testimony or documents. They do not use archives, for instance, court records for the trial of Jesus, birth records for his genealogy, or chronological markers for his timeline. They were composed 4 to 7 decades after the resurrection. They culminate an oral preaching process. They use the methods and symbols and theology of the writings their authors held to be history par excellence, the sacred history of the Jews, recorded in their sacred writings. To understand this, we must go back to the earliest part of what would later be known as the New Testament, Paul's 7 genuine letters. The New Testament did not exist when Paul wrote, any more than it would exist decades later when the evangelists wrote. He and they had only one.